People of Earth, the following podcast is not real. Now, I know what you're thinking. Framing device, I can only hear your voice, but I can tell you're sporting some kind of a fun new fall accessory. Partially right, listener. This glowing ring over my cranial section is a homemade neural monitor, so I can try and learn why I keep fading in and out of sweet Quantum Leap reboot. It's happening again.
My God. He's waking. This is an emergency. Get the commander on the phone immediately. He's waking up.
Ugh, I'm back. You know, the real injustice is that I'm not just left unconscious for the entire episode. Throw me on a fainting couch, set a timer for 45 minutes, I would thank you later. Isn't that right, Craig? Craig? Oh, wait, he's not here. How long have I been here on my own, anyway? So many questions. But I plan to answer them over time, which is what sets this world apart from the one you're about to experience. Sit back and enjoy the show.
Hello from the Magic Tavern, a weekly podcast from the magical land of Foon. I'm your host, Arnie Niekamp. If you've never listened to the podcast before, this is everything you need to know. 7.5 years ago, I fell through a dimensional portal behind a Burger King in Chicago into the magical, fantastical land of Foon. Luckily, I'm still getting a Wi-Fi signal from the Burger King through the dimensional rift, and I use that to upload a podcast recorded here in the tavern, The Strange Familiar, in the town of Nibblebottom, at the base of the unnamable mountain, in the magical land of Foon. And I am joined, as always, by my co-host, Chunt the Talking Badger.
Face rip.
Oh, Chunt.
Sorry, I had egg on that one. Oh, there's still a little egg on this one. Let me get that off.
Chunt, you so often have egg on your face that it hardly seems like it's worth tearing off. And we're very concerned about how small you're getting.
You know what really pisses me off is how long it takes to wipe your face. You have to reach down to your lap and grab a napkin. You have to bring the napkin up in an upward motion while folding it in your hand to almost bring it to a point. And then you have to either dab or wipe it across your mouth. It's exhausting. It's so much easier. Look how count how many seconds this takes. Rip.
Yep. You convinced me.
Yeah. No one could do that math.
Yeah.
Chunt, what about yesterday when you had egg on your face and then you ripped your lap off and used that to wipe off your face? I think that's why you did that.
I was experimenting. Sure. Come, Arnie, you've never tried to rip off your own lap?
We've been over this. We don't need to talk about it anymore.
Is it me, or as you can see, I brought Eggy Baby with me. Speaking of egg on my face, rip. I brought Eggy Baby with me. Is Eggy Baby getting bigger?
No, you're getting smaller.
Huh. And we're sure about that.
I mean, unless you store, is Eggy Baby getting bigger? Chun, how much do you want Eggy Baby to be getting bigger?
It's hard to say because it's relative, so I always see them together, so I'm comparing them. Maybe Eggy Baby's gotten a little bit bigger.
This theory again?
Yes, my relativity theory. Ugh. Yes, listen closely to me. Matter can neither be created nor destroyed, and that means that Eggy Baby is relatively the same size, but I'd say you're about the size of a gopher now.
Really?
Yeah.
Arnie, is it weird? Is it? Does it look bad?
What, your size?
Yeah.
No, I mean, you're adorable at any size. I'm just worried that eventually you're going to disappear entirely. Also, there's just fucking Chunt faces all over the place now. We're just like, it's hard to walk through the tavern without tripping over one. Yeah. They get stuck on the butt soup on the floor. It's like, it's not good.
It's the new banana peel. And can I just say, the other day I saw, you know how there's all those bards here? I saw a bard biff it so hard, slipped on my face like a banana peel, fell down, broke their nose. It was fucking hilarious. And speaking of Arnie, I heard a bard outside that wrote a new song about you.
What?
Ooh. Mm-hmm.
Do you want to hear it?
Was it flattering?
It was flattering and pretty short.
Oh.
Okay, sure.
It was buff and brazen and big and tall. Arnie kills them all. It was a cheer bard.
Cheer bard. Okay. Yeah. Wow.
You know the bards that just kind of sing during halftime at the Mittens games?
Sure.
Yeah.
They're not lesser bards. They're just different.
No, I know who you're talking about. You're talking about the mean bards.
Some of them, yes. Some of them are very mean. And they also, I mean, there are different factions that are against each other. There's Barded On. I can't think of any other ones, but those are the big ones.
Step Up and Bard.
Yes, thank yes. you.
Yes. Step Up, Bard the Streets, which is the second one, but there's no two in it. But
yes, exactly. But you get it. But I, Arnie, I think a lot of, ever since you killed Arnor, even though it was by accident, there's so many songs flying around town about you.
Look, here's the thing. Look, we all know I'm a big, tough guy, obviously.
Sorry. Oh, I didn't mean to laugh at you, Arnie. Arnie? You said something absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah, and Arnie, based off that, I do have to thank you for your magic, because it is Magical Appreciation Month, and you just conjured up the most incredible story about yourself.
Thank you.
Look, all these bards are going on singing about how I'm the greatest hero in all of Foon, or the greatest warrior.
I would wipe the tears away, but I'm just going to rip off my face.
Look, I was going to be self-deprecating and humble, and granted, yes, I did start that by saying I'm a big, tough guy, but fuck you guys. Just to show you, I am going to be the greatest warrior in all of Foon. So there.
Really?
Yeah, I am also joined by my other co-host.
Oh, he just slipped on one of my faces.
Sorry about that. Just slipped on a face. I'm also joined by my other co-host. He's a giant sack of shit.
What?
Usidor the Wizard.
I was Usidor, Wizard of the 12th Realm of Ephesius, Master of Light and Shadow, Manipulator of Magical Delights, Devourer of Chaos, Champion of the Great Halls of Tarakus, known to the elves as Fiangalak, known to the dwarves as Zorinhuk Stengis, and I was known in the northeast as Gasmoenius Maystar. But lo, I have passed on into another realm, now that I've completed my true purpose by defeating the Dark Lord, and now I exist but as a spectre.
And I'm a hero.
Arnie, it's not that I don't want you to become a great warrior. I mean, for many, many years, I've been trying to recruit you to become, you know, the most important person in my quest, because clearly you came into this world to help me defeat evil.
How do you say that word? W-O-R-L-D?
World?
World. And Arnie, how do you say S-P-O-O-K-Y?
Spooky.
Okay, carry on.
I just believe that you are here, and you are part of our intertwined destinies. And Chunt's here, too.
I'm a gopher-sized badger.
That's right. This is the ongoing adventures of Usidor the Wizard, Arnie the greatest hero on all of Foon, with special appearances by Chunt.
What the fuck?
Let's just say we have these important, huge destinies. You know, Arnie's from another world, and I was born into the world from a conspiracy of birds of rain and wind and fire to destroy evil in all its forms. And you know, you're fun.
Look, this world needed two heroes, and so it called to it a wizard, and then also was like, oh, shit, we need another hero, so we're going to bring Arnie here, and he'll be our greatest warrior. And also, Chun can help.
But Chunt is the one who's really egged you on all these years. Not egg on your face, but egged you on in order to get you stronger, Arnie. And you've ignored every jibe, every jab he's thrown at you. And now you're finally stepping up, and I think that's wonderful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I'm more than just a coach, and I'm more than just comedy relief. I mean, I have stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I got quests. I got things going on.
Yeah, no, I know. What are your recent quests?
I mean, not too long ago, there was that Frosh Kingdom grass that I stepped outside the kingdom.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Mm-hmm. I was in the kingdom and I stepped out.
Oh, you stepped out. Yeah.
And the rest and more.
Mm-hmm. Just like Gilligan's Island.
I'm always looking for love.
And the rest. What's that? You're always looking for love?
I'm looking for love, which is maybe the most important quest.
But, Chunt, do you believe in life after love?
Butt chunt. Wait. Speaking of destiny, did we always have this tree in the middle of the tavern? Is this some sort of sacred tree that's here to tell me my destiny? Oh, great tree, speak unto me. Tell me my quest. Tell me my purpose.
Chunt, it is me, your closest friend. Your best friend,
Arnie, are you throwing your voice to this tree?
I can't do that voice. I wouldn't try.
No, it is not. It is not Arnie. He is not your best friend. It is me. Cabron Valentin.
Cabron Valentin.
Cabron Valentin. Do we have to whisper it? Cabron Valentin.
Cabron Valentin. Oh, Arnie, this means you're in the market for a new best friend.
Wait, what?
Well, you and Cabron are best friends now. I thought maybe I could be Arnie's best friend.
Fuck, everything's falling apart, Chunt. Get it together. Face rip. Cabron, it's so wonderful to see you.
I've been looking for you guys for so long.
Been years, like...
Yeah,
a lot of years.
Oh, it's so good to see you.
Oh, I come bearing gifts for my best friends.
Oh, you didn't have to.
I got a nectarine for you, Chunt. Have you lost weight?
I think so. And height. And width.
Oh, yeah. I love losing height. People, when your friends lose height, congratulate them. Celebrate the wins.
Well, for humans especially, losing height means that they've grown aged, and with age comes wisdom.
That is true. Why do you, when you get older, you get smaller? That is not how it is for trees.
No, it is not. It's just one of those funny things about life. Trees are very different than humans. That's what I always say.
You always say that, and I have a gift for you. A baby bird. You have to raise it now.
Oh, I love birds.
Seems more like homework than a gift.
I don't know. It's the perfect gift for you, Sidor.
Yes. How come I got a nectarine?
I'm going to put this bird under my hat for right now, and I'll raise it later.
Okay, let's see what Arnie gets, and then I'll decide if I should be pissed or not.
Yeah, it's just gonna be some shit from inside a tree, right? I mean, come on. There is a pattern for me.
Arnie.
Yes?
When I was going on my journey to search for you, there were bards coming from the other direction singing all the songs.
See?
All the
cheer songs, drill songs.
Any body songs?
So many body songs. It was like Save the Last Bards. There were so many songs. Ooh. And everyone was telling tale of the greatest warrior. And it was you. And I said, no, it's not. But then they said, shut up, tree. And I said, there's a nicer way to speak to me. And it was you. So I give you one of my golden branches.
What?
Whoa, holy shit. This Mother is amazing.
Fuck, that's amazing. Arnie, trade? Straight up trade?
You cannot trade the golden branch. If you do, there's a curse.
Arnie.
Well, that would be bad. Also, luckily, I hate nectarines.
Arnie, do you realize the importance of the golden branch and what a wonderful gift this is?
No.
And how rare it is for a tree to give a human their golden branch?
No, if I'm being honest, I'm probably taking it for granted.
Yes, but the golden branch allows you passage through any forest and all of Foon.
Motherfuck! That's my thing. With all the animals I turned in,
So, like, I'm just allowed passage through forests?
Yes, the most dangerous forest in all of Foon. Everyone must just make way for you now.
So no one can attack me in a forest? Is that?
That's right.
Bitch. This is like my whole thing is forests.
Arnie, I have a perfect... Let me reach into my rucksack here. I have a perfectly good Hidden Valley branch... And this is good for if you want to, like, shave some onto a salad.
You already lost me. Salad, maybe tomorrow?
Okay, it seems like Isidore might be interested. Let's take a quick break. I'm going to try and convince Isidore to give me his bird, and we'll be right back with more of my best
friend. You just don't want that
nectarine.
It sounds like you just do not want that nectarine.
Not in front of Cabron Valentin.
We'll be right back with more Magic Tavern.
I'll give you the bird.
Oh, fuck you two. Usador.
Oh.
Usador.
Yeah. Yes?
I have my quest. I have my purpose, finally. My purpose is to get that golden branch. I will have that golden branch.
Oh, but you're still a member of the party, so technically we all have the golden branch, so in a way you already have it.
Fuck. Yeah, I guess. I'll keep looking.
Well, what if your true purpose was to be Arnie's conscience this whole time?
I'm listening.
So think of it this way. You can kind of think of it as like Arnie's sort of this like foolish boy who isn't quite real yet, and I'm sort of like a blue fairy. And then you, you can be the conscience to that, that lost boy.
Ooh, I like the sound of that. So almost like his shadow.
Exactly. So when he says something stupid, try to put him back on the right path. Good luck.
Well, I could do that, or I could turn into a huge fucking sheepdog with a little hat. We can figure it out.
Okay.
Caperone?
Yes?
How have you been? What have you seen in the... I mean, it has been years and years. What have you seen on the road besides the bards?
Oh, so many things have changed. I feel like we've all aged lifetimes since the time we've seen each other. Do you know my land has three moons now?
Where did you get a third moon?
We don't know. If you have any theories, let us know. It's been very crazy for the waves.
Ooh.
Oh, hey guys, sorry I'm back late from the break. I just went to the bar for a second. They don't have any string cheese. I asked. So I got no string cheese to hold me down, to make me smile, to make me frown.
Jimmy Cricket, what the fuck are you talking about? You're an ass. You've turned into an ass. A donkey, if you will.
Now, I have to wonder. Arnie, Caperone was just telling us that they have a third moon in their land now, and I can't help but wonder if that's one of those moons from that cowboy world we were briefly in, that guy who was not like me at all hated.
Oh,
Do you think we brought a moon back with us from the cowboy world?
Did Arnie finally just say, duh? It's happened, everyone. It's finally happened.
John, you're supposed to get him on the right path. Remember, you're supposed to help him. Help him.
Arnie, it's me, your conscious. How do you say conscious? Conscious.
Conscious.
That sounds wrong.
Unconscious.
Unconscious. Conscious. Consciousness? Conscious.
Consciousness.
Arnie, it's me, your thoughts. Say more than just duh. If you don't remember, say, I don't remember. Not everyone has to know everything.
The what?
Okay. Well, it's a start. It's a start for both of you. We're on the path.
Yes.
What is new with you, my best friends?
Well, as you can see, I'm partly transparent now. So
I was going to ask, but I didn't want to be rude.
Well, I'm a ghost.
Congratulations!
Thank you very much. Since I killed the Dark Lord, very exciting, and I know I've left, completing my true purpose, and I shot up into the sky like a pillar of pure light, and then just this ghost is left behind.
I should have sent a card or something. That has to feel nice to fulfill your true purpose.
Oh, it does. It feels very good. But now I've got this bird to raise, so I'm very excited about that. You know, when you retire, you know, people say you putter around, and you... So this is sort of like my retirement. I'm just going to get into raising birds and maybe do some puzzles. We'll see how it goes.
I do love puzzles. Wordle? I don't know how to play, but people keep telling me about it.
Huh. I don't know what that is.
It was a long walk to find you guys. So I went through oceans and rivers and nights and days and fires and ices.
Fires and ice?
Yeah, ices.
Word dill is a very difficult game here in Foon. You have to take dried pieces of dill and make words out of it. It takes forever.
There's also Wordle, which is a riddle you have to solve, and if you don't, you get warts.
Yeah, dude, that's the one I'm talking about.
Yeah, yeah. But not where you think.
No.
Your butthole.
It's your butthole.
And what's new with me is I found my child, the eggy baby, and I just realized that I am defined by my child.
That's something to be proud of. Eggy baby?
Yes.
Do you have pictures?
Well, he's right here.
No, I'd
he's
like to right... see pictures, please.
Okay, let me get drawn. Arnie, why don't you tell Caperone about you?
You know, I'm just kind of the greatest warrior in all of Foon now. That's a really recent thing. Like, literally last week, I accidentally killed Arnor.
How?
Well, he came to finally kill me. Like, he's in his defense, he'd been saying it for years and years that he was finally going to come and kill me.
Threatening to do it forever.
Tried to talk him out of it, and then he bounced off of my magical shield onto his own sword, which he had given me to fight because he was so unintimidated by me. Mm-hmm. And then he just died. It was really kind of traumatizing to watch, if I'm being totally honest, and I'm probably not over it entirely, but... you know, all heroes have things to overcome.
That's true.
Yeah.
That is, you need to go on a new path is being forged for you, Arnie, right now.
Yeah, I guess so. It's like
this is an important time for you.
It's like a golden branch in the road, and I.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, I need to.
Fuck. You know, Usador only told you one of the things that the golden branch does.
Oh, that's true.
What else?
Well, you never get lost in the forest either. You always know your way out.
Hmm, that's cool.
That's one of the things. What else is there, Caperone?
Oh, that's the thing. For each person, it reacts differently. Sometimes you can conjure lightning.
Lightning! Well, no, that's not one I get.
Oh, be careful. Never shout lightning in front of a tree. No, it's okay.
Arnie!
In a busy tavern?
What the fuck are you doing? I was just testing it out.
Could have killed
us
all.
Do you have any idea how lightning affects the tree community? It is a big problem.
It's like heart disease for trees.
It is heart disease for trees.
It's the number one killer of trees. Caperone, clearly, based
on
what
you... The number one killer of trees?
It's number one.
Based on what you just saw, clearly I should have the golden branch. It is my destiny to wield it.
Well, this is also one of the rules, Chunt. It cannot be something that is taken. It has to be earned.
Yeah, like I earned it.
Many ways.
Okay.
The branch must choose you.
Oh, okay. Ooh. So think. So all Arnie had to do was kill the greatest warrior in Foon, and he got it. And currently he's the greatest warrior in Foon. Interesting. I just forgot something in the bathroom. I'll be right back.
Oh, go get it. Go get it.
All right, Chun. Damn it, he's out.
I hate forgetting things in bathrooms.
I'm a little bit worried. Arnie, I mentioned this last week.
Mm-hmm.
And I just think Chunt came to the same conclusion that I'm concerned that perhaps warriors are going to come and challenge you now. You may not be entirely prepared to face the challenges of the mighty warriors of Foon.
Huh. Why would they? I mean, look, I'm a big tough guy. I mean, I'm like, if I'm the greatest warrior in Foon, they're going to want to steer clear of me. Plus, okay. I got a big old branch.
But we all know that was an accident. Caperone, he just told you the story, right? And it sounds like an accident, right?
It's either an accident or fate, and who are we to decide?
Okay, well, you can't always rely on fate. You also have to have skill. Put in 10,000 hours, is that sort of the rule that they say?
10,000 hours?
I know, it sucks. But that's why I like to trap myself in a time prism, a little jewel, and spend 10,000 hours in there getting really good at something like, making oatmeal. And then I come out of the prism, and I'm just like, I'm great at making oatmeal, and no time has passed outside of the prism.
Also, this whole 10,000 hours thing, I feel like at first you're like, that sounds right, and then you think about it for 10,000 hours, and you're like, I don't know. I'm kind of less into that idea being true than I was before.
Right. For sure.
Also, oatmeal is like a 2 to 3 times you got it down. You don't need 10,000 hours for oatmeal. What are you doing?
Oh, no, it took me 10,000 hours.
Oh, is it worth it?
Oh, yeah. The first couple of hours, I just like oats everywhere in the kitchen inside of the prism.
Too many
all
oats.
Over the kitchen. Just oats
everywhere. In the hall? Any oats in the hall?
Yeah, oats. Oh, yeah, hall and oats for sure.
Oh, that's the worst.
Oh, I know. It was all right because I had a monster in there, and she helped me eat it. You know, she was a man eater. She would help, she'd eat it up.
Was her name Sarah?
That's right.
No, she's gone.
Oh, she's gone. I miss her smile.
No, I think, Ani, I'm just saying you should be careful.
Yeah. Okay.
Rich girl, am I too late?
No.
Fuck.
No,
I'm too late.
Time.
I'll be back. I'm going to go back.
Sean, you've been ripping your face off too much. You're just like, you've lost your edge.
Arnie, I forgot that I keep a secret stash of snacks and drinks in the bathroom here. Would you like this exotic drink? It's from the town of Gleesh. It's called Poisson. Try a sip. It's delicious.
I don't know. There seems to be, smoke coming out of it.
That's how you know it's good. Smoke.
Ooh, drink.
Have some Poisson.
Yeah, no, I'm not a big smoke drink. I don't smoke and drink.
Here.
You know, I used to only smoke when I drank, but now I No, I try to keep them separate. I try to keep them separate. I don't smoke at all.
Let me show you how good it is. Puts my thumb over the top, leans it back. Ow, 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 my thumb. Mmm.
Oh, why didn't he offer me any?
Your thumb fell off.
Yeah.
I'll just grow that back.
Thank you, John. That's very nice. I think I'm going to pass. You know what? I should probably be a little more thoughtful about what I eat and drink now that I'm the greatest hero in all of food.
So you do want a salad today?
Tomorrow.
Oh. What would be the Arnie salad? You get 4 ingredients, not including dressing.
Okay, based on a shirt, salmon.
Mm-hmm.
Also, be careful here. You are talking to a plant.
That's true, but trees are rarely in salads. We can't.
That's
we,
true.
You know,
that's
it's
right, true.
Rare, very okay. rare.
Salmon, croutons.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's always going to be number one.
Number one crouton?
Not a single vegetable yet.
Oh, how about a nectarine?
Oh, that's fun. Like you're from Scottsdale.
Who's Dale?
Wait, hold on. Scott and Dale formed their own town?
Yes.
I was rooting for those two.
They finally made it work.
That's fantastic. Okay, so we have croutons, salmon. I guess Cabarone and Yusa, or you two have ingredients to add?
More croutons?
That's true, but this is just the Arnie salad.
This is the Arnie salad.
We haven't gone to the Chaunt salad.
Okay, so I'll retract salmon because it seems like it's Arnie's salad to make. Arnie, go ahead.
Croutons.
Two orders of croutons.
Salmon.
Two croutons.
Croutons, salmon, croutons.
It's like a sandwich.
It is.
Yeah, this isn't a salad, it's a sandwich.
Yeah, salmon sandwich, but extra crunchy bread.
Okay.
Kerr.
One more ingredient, Arnie.
Oh, wait, no, I thought the croutons, it was croutons twice.
Yeah, you got four.
Oh, buddy.
I have four ingredients? What is this? I'm not giving you a master chef.
This cannot be taking this much time.
Look, I'm not Gordon Ramsay here.
All right, fine. Chunt, what's your salad? He wants four ingredients, he gets three. That's it.
Here's what I want. It's not necessarily a salad, but it is a sandwich. You, sir, can you provide me with two pieces of bread, please, magic-wise? Of course. Thank you.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Wait, hold on. I know. I forgot it's Magic Appreciation Month. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you for your service. Welcome.
Okay, let me put one piece of bread on the right side of Arnie's head, one piece of bread on the left side of Arnie's head. Arnie, what are you?
Huh?
What are you?
What?
You can't hear because of the bread.
You're an idiot sandwich.
Huh?
Fuck.
I can't hear you because of the bread.
Pass. I pass on my salad. Pass. What's a you sort of salad?
Well, I'm going to be the first one to not start with bread.
What? Snob.
How do you make a salad with no bread?
Yeah.
Arugula.
Ahugula?
Tomatoes.
He's just saying all the words in alphabetical order.
Goat's cheese and some delicious vinaigrette.
Ooh, he slipped into his chef's cadence. You know he's serious.
Then I shall take a fifth ingredient. Yes, I shall be so greedy. And I shall sprinkle over the top of that roasted pine nuts. That's it. Pretty good salad.
Interesting how your fifth ingredient, was the baby of a tree.
Oh.
It's okay. No one likes pines.
Yeah. Fair enough.
Yeah.
Are pine trees like, tell us about the tree community. Like, who are the assholes? Who are the cool people?
Conifers. The worst.
Just the name.
They think they run the world, and it's like, sure, you're tall. I get it. But no, they're like rich trees.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they're not like you, where they go through the cycle every year of coming to dying and coming back to life. They're evergreen, and that's annoying. They're
evergreen,
just like,
always they, on. Yes.
Aren't a lot of them like trust soil trees?
Yes, pines especially.
Yeah.
They're definitely trust soil trees, and you know their parents aren't proud of them.
It's a lot of like, you want to go to my dad's lake forest, and it's like,
yes.
Well, sometimes they even just say my lake forest, and it's like, well, it's your dad's, and then they're like, well, it's mine one day. It's just gross.
It's so gross. And you know what they do when they get older? They laser remove their rings.
What?
Yes. And we can tell. A tree can tell. But they'll lay and like, oh, I'm only 434 8 years old, and you're like, we went to high school together.
Just be yourself.
Conifers and pines. And I hate to speak ill, but I've been on such a long journey, and I'm about to die, so I'm just kind of letting it all
Wait,
hang
what?
Out.
What?
You've been on a long journey?
Yes, looking for my best friends, you. And I found you, so great day for me. Gonna write about it later. And then the winter will come, the sun shall go away, and I will begin my process of dying.
Oh, no. Cabalon, you experience so much death, and not just like the bullshit Usador kind, you know.
Much like Usador, my purpose has been fulfilled this year.
Well, what was your purpose this
year? To see my best friend.
Oh.
and to make these memories. And honestly, I think it was to give you the golden branch, for it did not grow until I saw you.
Oh.
Cabron, I drew this picture of my kid. Do you mind if I...
picture!
Tack it onto your trunk?
Of course you can, this beautiful picture of Eggy Baby.
Can we just stick that pin in there? Sorry.
It's okay.
Just as a little keepsake, a little memento.
I love it. I will have it for me until I wake up or the wind takes it.
Yeah. I mean, how long is that going to stay there?
Wind is not seasonal.
And that's also, I got to say, tax in this world. You should see the tax in my world. They're great. The tax here in this world don't really work that well. The tax technology isn't where it could be.
Oh, it's tactless. It really is. I love it. Eggy Baby's so cute. Getting so big. Yeah. You must
Thank
be
you
proud.
So much. I am unbelievably proud. But I also have my own things going on.
That's true.
I'm sorry to back up to this, but I am just so tired of hearing about Ani and how he doesn't like our tax. And he's always going on about how he thinks that everything should be a flat tax. And I'm like, it doesn't really make sense to do it that way. But if he thinks it's a better system, I suppose that's fine.
Arnie, since you've arrived in Foon, I don't know if you've released your tax. Have we seen Arnie's tax?
Well, they're my private tax.
Well, I think
my
since
tax
you're...
is very private.
I feel like since you're an Earthling here in a magical world, you should be releasing your tax.
Yeah, now especially that you've risen to the rank of greatest warrior in food, people have a right to know.
No, I feel like especially because I'm so important now, people will want to use my tax against me. Like, I'll show them my tax and they'll, like, poke me in the butt with them.
Everyone's always trying to poke someone in the butt with their tax.
You have to keep your tax in a new bracket now. You're the greatest warrior. You got to raise it to a different tax brackets to keep it all organized.
Or I should, to protect my tax, I should keep them on an island. Cayman?
Yeah, build a little shelter over it. Mm-hmm. Now, I think we should take a quick break while we continue this very important discussion about sticking pins in things.
I think if you put your tax on an island, you're a total Arub. Am I too late?
John, you're off your game.
Cabarone,
Yes?
I forgot. You die every year?
Yes, every year I die. But I get to come back to life in the springtime.
Must be nice.
What happens during winter?
Winter, it's hard to describe. There's sort of these little white things that fall from the sky. It's sort of, What's this? Arnie, Usador, help me. What's this? There's white things in the air. Come on, what's this?
Money. You're doing the money symbol. Rubbing your fingers together.
It's white things everywhere.
Snow.
Thank you. There's snow. There's a lot of snow.
Oh, it comes from the air?
Yeah, I guess you would know what snow is.
Sort of if you go to the top of a mountain, you know how there's white stuff everywhere?
Oh, I've always wondered, but I didn't want to embarrass the mountain to ask.
Well, it, during the winter, that's everywhere.
Oh, no.
Yes, and everything gets very cold. Uh-huh. And it's a time when some animals hibernate. They sleep through that time, and perhaps they've built up some food so they can survive through the winter.
So they die, too? Like animals will die?
Well, in a way.
Sort of.
Their systems shut down, yeah. I don't know if this is true. I heard a rumor that bears put a pine cone in their asshole to clog up their system. I swear to you, I've heard this.
That's real. That's real. Why do you think pine trees think they're so special?
Oh.
Because they're in with the bears.
Do you have any hopes or fears when you die every year? Or are you confident that you'll always be back?
No, every year you never know if you will come back. You can only hope that you will. And it's very scary. And you look back on your year and you think, oh, did I make the most of it? You know?
Yeah.
Did I work too hard?
We told you about winter. What is dying like?
Oh, it's not fun. It hurts.
Yeah.
Things fall off.
Yeah. He's right. That's what happens. Because I'm also dead.
You would know.
Yes, obviously.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Your leaves fall out. Even animals will say, no nests. I'm not going to make a nest in you. Which is, like, hurtful. Mm-hmm. Because you could still... I still work. But no, they know. Yeah. So you become like an ostrich.
Yeah.
No one wants you around anymore.
Oh,
put your head in
ostracized.
The sand.
Yes.
Yeah.
No, we don't want ostriches around ever.
No. Ugh.
That's how it's like when you die on your tree.
If you can't fly, get the fuck out of here.
If you're a bird and you can't fly, you're basically a mammal.
You might be a okay. No, yours is better.
No.
Notice how Yusor doesn't have his leaves. All his leaves fell out, so clearly he's dead.
Mm-hmm. What, did it hurt Yusor when you died? How are you here?
Well, I'm a ghost, clearly.
Oh.
Yeah, boo. So, yes, it did hurt. It did hurt, but then there was also a sense of relief. Being freed into another state of being.
Yes. Did you think that you... A higher place or a worse place?
A higher place, because I had done such a good job of... killing the Dark Lord once and for all, finally.
Do wizards believe in heaven?
Yes, we do believe in heaven because technically we aren't human. We are angelic creatures who take a human form.
Ooh.
So we kind of come from heaven, and then we kind of are stuck here in this mortal form until we're released again. So, yeah, totally into heaven. Been to heaven, dig heaven, came from heaven, we'll go back to heaven. Heaven's fine. I'll show you around when we're there.
Can they wait?
Well, heaven can't wait. That's the thing. And but I'm making them wait by staying here as a ghost. So I'm bucking the trend.
Little Bucky trendsetter.
Yes, I'll show you all around heaven. I mean, there's a lot of dogs there, clearly, because not every human goes to heaven, but all dogs go to heaven.
Yeah, all dogs.
Speaking of dogs, I'm sure you noticed, Cabalon, on your way in, outside we have 500 dogs that also come from another world. I notice there's a lot of pee on the bottom of your trunk.
Yes, it's a living. You can say that when you're dying. It's a fun joke. It really, when you're it kills in the winter in the forest. But yes, there's so many. How many dogs were there?
500 dogs are outside waiting for us. So, if you see the dogs, they're perfectly fine. They just happen to be earth dogs, it turns out.
How did they get here?
We don't know. We just know there's 500 of them. And we're very confident in that number.
And that you know what, guys? They were probably brought here by magic, so we should say thank you.
Thank you so much. Thank you for magic.
And with all this gratitude, I have to say something. Cabron, I have to first apologize to you. The minute you gave me that nectarine, I immediately tried to trade it or throw it or give it to Arnie, and I feel so bad. I looked a gift tree in the mouth, and that's... Where is your mouth, actually?
Nobody knows, and I'm not telling.
Fair enough. But I feel like I was very rude to you when you were very kind to me. So I will cherish this nectarine for as long as I live, or for as long as it lives.
Oh, well, Chunt.
Huh?
Chunt, you should be very grateful for that gift. Cabaron is entrusting his next life to you. For in the core of that nectarine is the seed that will grow the next Cabaron.
Yes. Every winter, we have to find someone who is worthy enough to carry on the lineage of the tree. And you are a single father now.
Yeah, I guess I am, and I raised a pretty good egg. And you commented on how good of an egg I raised and how cute of an egg I raised. So I guess this is a pretty big fucking deal. is I'm responsible for Cabaron Valentine coming back to life. So this is a pretty sweet gift. Thank you, Cabaron. Can I give you a hug?
Oh, please. I can always hug a tree.
Can't get my arms all the way around. Do you mind?
Tree hugger.
Fuck you. Do you mind if I carve my initials in you? Is that weird?
Oh, not at all. No, don't, go ahead.
Because the tack seemed to hurt you, and that was a tack.
Yes, well, the tacks are really bad there. So,
yeah,
it's a bad
to be fair, Chunt's initials are just C.
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 Yeah, so let me just take out a claw and there you go. Sorry. No. Arnie, secondly, I owe you an apology. I stormed off to the bathroom, and while I was in there, I took out one of my smash potions, and I crudely wrote the word poison on it. I don't know if you caught on, but cleverly, I said it was poisson, and really, it was poison. I thought I hid that pretty good. I'm sure this is a big reveal for everyone involved. So.
I didn't get that at all.
So poisson was really poison, but it wasn't poison at all, Arnie. It was one of the lesser smash potions. I think all it does is just cause a slight burning in your hand. I purposely made my thumb fall off for dramatic purposes, but just know if you would have drank it, it just would have given you indigestion. So I'm sorry I tried to trick you into drinking something that would have given you a slightly rumbly-tumbly.
No, that's okay, Chunt. I didn't realize that that was what was going on. I guess I vaguely thought you were trying to set up a run of 80s metal and metal-adjacent band references, but no,
rat.
That's...
Hold on. Rat.
Quiet. Right. Anyway,
no, that was warranted.
Have you guys met my friend, this Def Leppard?
It can't hear us, right?
It can't hear anything you're saying.
Oh, phew.
Except for it reads lips.
Cabaron, I realize I should really know this before we're done with the episode. You mentioned that there is a curse upon anyone that gets rid of this branch. Like, if I accidentally lose it or something like that, what curse will befall me?
I have no idea. That is the thing with branches. For the second it hits a different type of soil or ground, new roots take place and is influenced by just like the vibe of the place.
Mm-hmm.
The lack of sunlight, the lack of warmth or love. And so it's not if you lose it. It's if it's stolen from you, it becomes a curse. If you lose it, it will find its way back to you.
Oh, that's nice.
You can leave it anywhere.
Everyone close your eyes. Picture that branch with the two little prongs. Picture that branch running on, almost like it's two little legs.
That's delightful.
Yes.
Oh.
Yes.
I can't wait till I lose it. Oh, my goodness.
You see, Ani, the thing about branches and trees, branches, no two are alike. So Cabaron cannot tell you what will happen with the branch, for the branch is totally unique, just like a snowflake. No two are alike. And that's why snowflakes and trees can't exist at the same time.
No two are alike? No way. There's... Of snow? Look at it.
Yeah, no. If you look at it, if you look very closely at the smallest fraction of it, you'll see that each one is a unique shape.
There's no way. It all looks the same.
They're probably like, I don't know, that might be overstating it. There's probably like 10,000 of them, then they start to repeat.
Oh, just like the hours.
Just like the hours. You know, we are talking about lesser smash potions, and I love smash potions. I love like a potion you throw down at your feet, and then like a cloud of smoke appears, and then you disappear in the smoke. One of the lesser smash potions is that one that you throw at your feet, and it makes your feet really hot, so you might as well be walking on the sun.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, hey now. Yes.
I think those are... I think that's one of the only ones, right? Is that one and the other one?
The rest of them are all bangers.
The rest of them you just kind of see at state fairs, I guess?
Yeah.
I'm a believer.
Oh, but that's... Is that really a smash potion? I feel like that's... It's in a smash potion bottle, but I feel like that's somebody else's potion.
No, I think the rest of the smash potions are all-stars.
Okay. Cabaron, can I just say thank you? Because you... have brought the magic of friendship.
Thank you, my best friends. It is now time for me to begin my journey to death. Oh. But don't be sad. No. Stop crying, Usadors.
I'm sorry. It's just a I'll miss you so much until next spring.
You three are your own forest. And a forest is only strong as the trees in there. Take the gifts I've given you, that this old tree has given you, and use it for good, my best friend.
We shall, Cabarone. Good luck to you, and we'll see you soon.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Farewell, friend.
Is the door... Is it...
Yeah, it's you just gotta... Yeah. You have to get it. You have to kind of like duck down, I think.
They might have to take it off the hinges.
He moves so slowly. He's a tree. He might be here for weeks.
Oh, there goes the picture of Eggy Baby.
Jeez, not even. It wasn't even a gust. It was just the door opening.
Okay.
All right.
Guys, is it possible, like, he's really just going to go sleep for a little while? Like,
but isn't to sleep to die? To dream no more?
Isn't that once what you once said in your dreams, Arnie?
I don't know. Perchance I said that.
Wait, Arnie. Oh, where's the golden branch?
Oh, what? Oh, wait, here it comes.
Oh, it's running right over here. That's adorable.
Oh, it's dancing on the bar top.
I love that little tinkling sound it makes when it runs.
We hope you've enjoyed our contribution to the Baby Groot expanded universe. User of the Blue was played by Matt Young. Chunt the Talking Badger was played by Adol Rafai. Cabalon Valentine, Talking Tree, was played by special guest John Sabine. If you're not surprised by John's choice to play a character that stands in one place, tossing out the occasional one-liner, you've probably performed with him. If you want to see more of John's special brand of stage magic, catch him in the late 90s, Sundays at Logan Square Improv in Chicago. Hello from the Magic Tavern is an independent production, made possible by supporters of the Magic Tavern Patreon. Vicious, demanding, after-hours types who are used to waving their money around and getting whatever they want. People like C. Azure, Ariel Henry Warren, Kara, J.D. Lowe, I've heard the J.D. stands for just don't, Jackie Vest, Safarti, Katrina Pacheco, Woodrow Wood, good thing, because Emmanuel can't, okay, Riley Rimmer, Sam N., Sarah Smith, Ramona and Poppy, Shane Wallen, Corey Ewing, and Daniel Bush. Patrons get ad-free versions of all episodes and at least two new bonus episodes each month. Here's a clip of the most recent bonus episode with guest internet darling Liz Anderson.
Let's see, what else is there I want to ask you? Oh, yes, of course. If you were stuck on an island with only three albums, what would those albums be? He asked us this once, and we couldn't answer it at all.
Oh, boy. This is a real toughie.
I remember Arnie mentioning something about Magnet 69ing.
I believe so. That is an album. I think I would enjoy if I were stuck on a desert island, assuming that all of my other biological needs were cared for, as I assume that the prompt is leading me to believe, I would choose Beatles Revolver, Beatles Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club, Beatles Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. I'm going to say it right this time.
It's a long album. It's a long title.
The Beatles, Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. Justin Timberlake, Future Sex Love Sounds bonus tracks.
Just the bonus tracks.
Just the bonus tracks. That's where Timberland did his best work.
Okay. I'm bringing sexy tracks. Dr. Big Brain's changed name to Deborah Smarts.
Name has been changed to Deborah Smarts.
To hear the rest and learn more about supporting the show, visit patreon.com/magictavern. Hello from the Magic Tavern is produced by Arnie Niekamp, Matt Young, and Adol Rafai. Post-production coordination by Garrett Schultz. This episode edited by Garrett Schultz. Hello from the Magic Tavern logo by Allard Leban. Magic Tavern theme by Andy Poland.